Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 83. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 87. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says that she is praising the 988 suicide hotline just 1 year after the launch of the program statewide, with concerns of mental health issues in the state. As KWCH News reports it, according to Governor Laura Kelly, the hotline has seen a 73% increase in calls compared to the previous year, with individuals calling the three-digit dialing code. In total, they say they've connected with near 24,000 connections between July of 2022 and June of 23, with the hotline receiving over 13,800 calls within the same period the previous year. In a statement, Governor Kelly said, quote, investing in mental health resources like 988 is critical to saving the lives of Kansans in crisis. These services made positive impacts by knocking down barriers and stigmas surrounding mental health and connecting people to necessary mental health care professionals and resources. According to the organization Vibrant Emotional Health, they say they have received an increase in calls across the state at their numerous different call centers.
New Fords are arriving by the truckload, but most dealers are still overcharging. Rusty at Ford wants your business, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. Every new Ford is priced to sell with discounts of up to $10,000 below MSRP. Rusty at Ford has discounts on every new F-150, Expedition, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Bronco Sport, Ranger, and Mach-E below MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty at Ford with financing as low as 0.9%. APR. Inventory is growing and Rusty Eck Ford is discounting. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with discounts of up to $10,000 off MSRP. Come see the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees, discounts off new Fords in stock. Excludes Bronco, Raptor, and Trevor. Mach-E 23C083, MSRP $77,990. $1,100 discount, $8,900 rebates. Sale price $68,090. 0.9% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $28,18 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined and subject to fire sale. Expires 7/31/23.
A new survey is open to the public for residents in the Manhattan and Riley County areas, with members of the community concerned about how the county may use certain parts of the land over the next 15 years. WIBW reports that Riley County has created a new planning process that will help direct the growth of the land and the use of the land over the next 15 years with the new comprehensive planning survey that's open to the public and is set to close on Friday, September 17th at 5 p.m. According to county officials, they say the survey will take roughly 5 to 10 minutes to complete, with a chance for open-ended responses at the end of the survey. According to the county, they're also partnering with the Planning and Development Department, where they will mail postcards with the survey information randomly to 350 county residents. In a statement, Amanda Webb, the Riley County Planning and Development Director, said, quote, we are hoping for detailed feedback and a free flow of ideas. Our duty is to help realize the goals and address the needs of people in the county. This is a great opportunity for people to weigh in and tell us what they want the land to be used for. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The city of Kearney, Nebraska has announced that they are still making progress when it comes to their plans for their new community, 209,000 square foot sports complex. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, it's according to the city manager and the facility manager, it will be known as the Kearney Sports Complex after being approved back in 2021 for the $34 million project that will include four sports services with turf, hardwood, a track, and pickleball courts.
It was taking all of that information, kind of compiling it, but then also realizing that what our population is too and where we're going to be able to pull our users from.
That was Lauren Brandt, the facility manager on KSNB at Local Channel 4. The organization has proposed a fee structure to the city council after conducting research on similar facilities and developing plans in order to fund and maintain the sports complex. They say right now that the prices are lower than what most venues are across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast hop disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, I wanna see ya in a Midwest Kia. Limited powertrain warranty valid until July 31st.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Washington County Fair is in full swing and continues through Saturday. Friday's activities, the Dairy Cattle and Dairy Goat Show, Livestock Judging Contest Friday afternoon. Carnival games and inflatables will be featured Friday and Saturday evenings on the grounds. The livestock auction Friday evening begins at 7. Saturday night's parade downtown begins at 6 o'clock. This year's theme, A Pipeline to Your Dreams. Trevor Klipp is Washington County Fair Board President.
Yep, so we have a jam-packed next couple of days here at the Washington County Fair, starting off here with this evening with the beef show, and then followed by tomorrow, the dairy show Friday morning, and then our big main event is the livestock premium auction Friday evening at 7 o'clock is when the sale starts, but then we welcome all the past and future premium buyers to come to the social hour and buyer's meal ahead of time, starting at 5:30, which is going to be held just on the south side of the Gold Barn. So all livestock buyers are welcome to attend that. 5:30, around 6 o'clock time frame, we're going to be starting that with the sale to start at 7. And moving right along Friday evening, we do have our putt-putt golf and then inflatables all sponsored by the Fair Board. So that's going to be open to the public for all the kids of all ages with inflatables, something fun to do for Friday evening. And then Saturday, starting off with our round robin competition in the morning, and then rounding off Saturday evening events with some more inflatables sponsored by the Fair Board along with the putt-putt golf. And then another main event is going to be that evening, the parade downtown starting at 6 o'clock. And then for activities back at the rodeo arena, we're going to have our team sorting here in the horse arena for our main event Saturday night, along with Phil Vandell, who's going to be our live music performing here on the fairgrounds for us. And that's going to round out the Washington County Fair. So once again, a jam-packed schedule, but we look forward to seeing everyone out here. It's one of those things that it's truly here for the public, and we appreciate all the view from the public for all the kids' hard work that's done throughout the whole year. It's hard to showcase it all in just one week, but there's a lot to see at the Washington County Fair. Thank you.
Trevor Klipp will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. 4-H youth during pre-fair judging. Recorded interviews that will air throughout the day again today. Plus, we'll have live reports with Stacy Mayer from the Washington County Fair late this afternoon and this evening, with results available throughout the day as our coverage continues Saturday. Axtell Community poured concrete for a new fitness center. The fitness center is being built as a community effort, and construction on the building slated to begin soon. Recent rounds of severe weather, including hail and high winds, have left many Kansans with damage to homes, vehicles, and property. As residents recover, homeowners may be filing a claim on their homeowner's insurance. The Kansas Insurance Commissioner's Office can assist with problems filing claims or communicating with insurance providers. Marysville Area Community Theater presents Fiddler on the Roof this weekend, their 40th season for performances. Show Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. tickets available at the door. John H. Jack Cooney, age 69, of Lincoln, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Lincoln. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jack Cooney. David A. Bridges, age 82, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for David Bridges. Harold Bargman, age 93, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Sunday, 1:30 at the Emanuel Hermannsburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Saturday, 4 until 9. Family will see friends Saturday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Harold Bargman.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny and cooler today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Saturday. Otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And some rain early Saturday night, then staying clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. And mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Temperatures warming up quite a bit throughout Monday. Sunshine with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Still staying sunny by Tuesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Clear skies continue throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Still staying dry and sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, and partly cloudy Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July 91, record high on this date 109, the average low 70 and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:49, sunrise in the morning at 6:18.
Making household items do double duty is a smart way to stretch the monthly budget. We will share some clever uses for coffee filters on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 21st, the 202nd day of the year. Novelist Ernest Hemingway was born on this day, and in 1925, the Scopes Monkey Trial ended in Dayton, Tennessee. One of our favorite things is finding double duty uses for common household items. Have you considered all the ways paper coffee filters can be used? They're often less expensive than paper towels, and they leave no lint residue when used to clean glass. Add a few drops of essential oil, and you've got homemade dryer sheets. Enjoying refreshments outdoors? Push a straw through a coffee filter, and you have a clever cover for keeping bugs out of your drink. and parents love using them for divvying up snacks. They're perfect for serving pretzels or popcorn with no cleanup to worry about. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville is excited for Christmas in July. From the 14th until the 22nd, their Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere will have you hearing sleigh bells. Pre-order your ornaments and get bonus Hallmark points as Reflections in Marysville rings in the Keepsake Ornament Premiere event. July 14th through the 22nd.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
KNDY.
He's on the road after finishing up their home series against the Tampa Bay Rays and the Detroit Tigers, as game number one of the three-game series is set for tonight with first pitch at 6:05. Kansas City is coming off their three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays at Kauffman Stadium, where they went 1-3 for the series. Also with their four-game series against the Detroit Tigers, also going 1-4, winning game number two at 11-10 for that final score. After this series, they head back to Cleveland for another three-game series against the Guardians. Kansas City still struggles at the bottom of the AL Central, sitting 28-70 for the overall season right now. The Yankees are also at the bottom of the AL East, sitting 50-47 and 22-24 on the road. Cleveland is sitting number two in the AL Central at 47-49 overall and 24-22 at home. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Gary Allen in concert. Gary Allen, Ruthless Tour. Friday, September 15th at First Council Casino. Special guest, Low Cash Cowboys. Tickets on sale now at 7plans.com. Don't miss Gary Allen. Music to the masses from InterVisions.
The 2023 Major League Baseball draft day is officially over, with a Kansas University baseball player signing as a free agent with the Colorado Rockies by the end of the draft day. As WIBW reports, that KU baseball player Colin Baumgartner says he's excited about joining with the Colorado Rockies after finishing his final season of eligibility, finishing with the Jayhawks with a record of 6-1 with 74 strikeouts and 79 total innings pitched.
It was really surreal, and it still is at this point. I was with my dad, and yeah, I knew there was a chance, like a late draft, but I wasn't quite sure yet. So obviously you're sitting watching the draft and the anxiety's at an all time high. You have no clue what's going to happen. And, I'm just thankful I'm even in the opportunity to be like that. I'm going to give you my all every single day and, just super thankful, and I'm not going to have any regrets. So I'm going to leave it all out there.
That audio from WIBW, where he says most of his success comes from the Jayhawks, with his best memory going against Texas in the Big 12 tournament, where KU won the game 6-3. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team advancing to the state tournament at El Dorado Saturday, 11 a.m. Marysville victorious over El Dorado on Thursday, 6-5, and to Great Bend, 9-5. Again, the Marysville Juniors, top seed in the state tournament, in the championship Saturday, 11 a.m.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic Plants Kit Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plants Kit uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plants Kit is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Give them a pinch and make them grow fuller and more compact. You may have received this gardening advice, but we're a bit uncertain about where and how to make the cut on your plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pinching simply means to remove part of the plant. This term is usually used with flowers and houseplants. Some gardeners pinch with their fingers, but I prefer sharp garden scissors or hand pruners. A soft pinch removes just the uppermost portion of the stem with developing leaves and the stem tip. A hard pinch removes the tip and several inches of the leafy stem. Removing a small or large portion of the growing tip encourages the plant to form more branches and compact growth. Make your cut just above a set of leaves so the plant remains relatively attractive while you wait for new leaves and stems to grow. Plus, leaving stubs can create entryways for insects and disease. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Sometimes kids, even from an early age, will give you a glimpse of what they might do or become as they grow older. Contraptions young Charles was building at his home in Little Falls, Minnesota, were certainly a tip-off that this was not your ordinary five-year-old. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on in the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Charles Lindbergh was born in 1902. His father was also Charles, but went by C.A. He was a lawyer who moved to live and work in Little Falls, Minnesota.
Gets married. He has daughters with his first wife. Unfortunately, his first wife passes away, and C.A. becomes a widow with two girls.
Kayla Stilo, site manager of the Charles Lindbergh House and Museum in Little Falls, Minnesota, says meanwhile, a young lady named Evangeline Lodge Land, who had a degree in chemistry, found her way to this small town.
Even though she was highly educated, she didn't have a lot of options. So she decides to move out of her home in Detroit, move up to Little Falls because she thought it would be a frontier adventure. And shortly after arriving and taking a job as the high school science teacher, she meets C.A.
The two married, and soon their son Charles was born. Charles was born before the Wright brothers flew their first plane. Kayla says the young boy had quite the mind for engineering.
From a young age, you see that scientific mind already at work. He develops a whole pulley system to get ice blocks into the house without lifting them. He is building tractors alongside the tenant farmer family that worked for the Lindberghs. And he's even doing things like building his own incubators, because why buy them when you can make them all by yourself?
C.A. was elected to Congress. At about the same time, Charles's parents separated but did not divorce. He found himself bouncing from Minnesota to Washington, D.C., and many points in between. But his love for science, engineering, and eventually aviation would, of course, make him known worldwide. But how did that all occur? That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Little Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Join KNDY for live continuing coverage of the Washington County Fair. We caught up with 4-H youth at the pre-fair judging, and we'll have a kid's comment on their projects this year coming up.
See Andy Bruna at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover for a full line of your everyday hardware needs and all the building supplies you'll need to get the job done right. Just about anything you might need around the farm or home is found at Andy's. And always fast, friendly service when you need it. It just makes good sense to shop at Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover, Kansas, a Plyout Wildcat Booster. That's Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Hi, my name is Lexi, and I am a part of the Happy Spirit 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 1 year, and this year I brought a turtle planter. The best part about going to the fair is seeing my friends.
Hi, my name is Cedric Kiner, and I am a member of a part of the Happy Spirits 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 1 year, and this year I am bringing crafts and photos. The best part about going to the fair is taking photos and everything.
Raymond Bott Realty and Auction has been serving the real estate and auction needs in Kansas and the Midwest since 1982. Located in Washington, Kansas, they are centrally located to reach and meet the needs of their clients and customers. Raymond Bott Realty and Auction sells all types of real estate, agricultural, residential, and commercial properties, both at public auction and private treaty. They promise to represent and serve their clients and customers in a professional, ethical, and efficient manner. For all of your real estate and auction needs, call Raymond Bott Realty and Auction at 785-325-2734.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Hi, my name is Elgin Sin, and I am part of the Hanover 4-H Club. I have been 4-H for 9 years, and this year I brought pictures. The best part about 4-H and the fair is seeing all the cows.
Hi, my name is Trevor Clark with the Happy Spirit 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 3 years. This year for the fair, I am showing my pet snail. My favorite part of the fair is seeing my friends.
Turn to Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville when you need to take your crops to the next level. Start with top quality channel seed, complete with treatments and delivery. Precision planting equipment gives you optimum seed spacing, singulation, and depth control. Kilbrow seed tenders are dependable for delivering seed to the field and planter. And Darren carries sprayer parts, fertilizer parts, and Conklin Ag products so you have the best growing season ever. Grow your best with Cottage Hill Ag Supply.
Get your home in shape this summer with the help of Cromie Lumber. They have everything you need, from lawn and garden tools, patio furniture, grills and accessories, and of course lumber. Cromie Lumber is also your local paint shop. Get the high quality paints without the high prices of those retail paint shops. Contractor quality premium paints and primers. Spectro color matching and computerized mixing machine to ensure good quality matches. That's Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
Join KNDY for live continuing coverage of the Washington County Fair. We caught up with 4-H youth at the pre-fair judging, and we'll have a kid's comment on their projects this year coming up.
A barn in Wisconsin that was home to a herd of dairy cows has been transformed into a toy train museum. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Buck Guthrie shares his passion as he's living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Guthrie has been collecting toy trains practically forever. Since he was 5 years old, he knew that someday he would have his very own toy train museum. Fast forward a few decades, he's still collecting trains and has turned his dream into a reality. Buck and his wife Jan restored an old dairy barn on the family farm in Argyle, Wisconsin. He turned it into his beloved toy train museum where he could share his love of the railroad with the public.
There's all different sizes and scales. Usually a collector collects one kind, like an old gauge Lionel or an American Flyer, or they collect HO. But I'm building a museum, so I just collected everything, and you'll see everything here. The layouts inside this barn are awesome because I used all different sizes and scales of the trains.
The collection is also part of railroad history. He has some trains that date back to the Civil War. Metal was scarce during World War II, so manufacturers would make toy trains out of soup cans. He says it's interesting to look inside a train car and see Campbell's soup stamped inside. The variety of trains is amazing, but Buck says he really enjoys creating the animated layouts. He uses appliances and spare parts to make every scene come alive.
There's a chicken rotisserie hangs on the ceiling, which makes the airplanes fly around at the airport. There's a MedFlight helicopter coming off the hospital. Cars are driving down the streets. There's a house on fire with real water coming out of the fire truck. There's a home there with a pool party going on.
During the summer, you can ride a train around their property. Learn more about the Toy Train Barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a personal property auction for Pierce and Jenny Holloman Saturday, July 22nd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 239 Elm Street. They will be selling trucks and mowers at 11:30. The sale starts at 10 and will include furniture, TVs, office equipment, floor rugs, a treadmill and freezer, tools, equipment, posts and cattle panels, household collectibles, a grill and bicycles. Also selling a Chevrolet diesel pickup. It's a 2006 2500 HD Chevrolet Duramax diesel, a good running truck. Selling zero-turn mowers, a tiller, snowblower, pressure washer, mower lift, and sway bar kit. These include multiple zero-turn mowers, a snowblower, rear-tine tiller, the sway bar kits for a bumper pull, camper, and trailer. This property auction for Pierce and Jenny Holloman, Saturday, July 22nd, begins at 10 a.m. at 239 Elm Street in Waterville. Prale Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Thank you. college, I changed my major several times before finding the right fit. It was a challenging journey, but eventually I chose a degree that aligned with my purpose. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze from Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. This same lesson in persistence applies when crafting your financial strategy. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the options and the details available to you. But remember, your purpose matters. Take time to reflect on the difference you want to make in the world and how you can contribute using the gifts and the resources God has given you. Just as college advisors guide students, financial professionals are here to assist you on your journey. They can help align your financial goals with your values and intentions, bring fulfillment and purpose to your decisions. Remember, your financial journey is unique to you, and it's okay to trust your instincts. God has given you resources to steward, so embrace the process, stay true to your values, and know that He will guide and direct you.
Cook & Company supports Hire a Veteran Day, former military personnel who are re-entering the civilian workforce. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel urges employers to hire a veteran. These men and women are disciplined and may be re-entering the workforce for the first time in years. Let's thank them for service in the best way possible. From Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Soil science and artificial intelligence on tap for today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Artificial intelligence is already being used by the California soil health technology company, Biomakers. Mary Mullins is a technical account manager there.
How we think and understand soil biology is really new in the modern agricultural and data landscape. We've been looking at soils from a chemical lens for a really long time, and now we have this whole new lens to look at the soil to understand things like nutrient use efficiencies and to understand things like water infiltration and predict crop performance.
Really well, in fact, according to Mullins.
We can predict with 85, 90% certainty if we take a biological soil sample what sort of stressors are going to show up in the plant later on. But it's a growing, evolving science. The biology is very complicated. And the really cool thing about artificial intelligence and computer learning is that our models are constantly learning with every new data point that we feed into it.
Mullen sees AI as just another tool in the toolbox.
Just like with anything new, I think one of the biggest barriers is cultural acceptance and understanding of something new, right? We've got to slowly start to understand it and adopt it into our practices and understand it well enough to use it to inform our management decisions.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Golda, Golda, have you heard the news?
What news, Yenta?
There's going to be a play. It's about us.
I heard. MF is presenting its summer musical, Figure on the Roof.
Yes, the show will be Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Tickets will be available at the door. The house opens 30 minutes prior to curtain for each performance.
I hope we'll see you there.
Here's a look at your Ag News with the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The United Soybean Board is setting research for the future. Michael Clemens has more.
Although we are in the middle of summer, farmer leaders with the United Soybean Board are already looking toward the future, focusing on research, education, and promotion investments for the next fiscal year. Steve Reinhardt, USB Vice Chair, says these investments help drive value back to U.S. soybean farmers.
It's a great opportunity for us to share how we're investing those farmer checkoff dollars and what we look forward to doing in the next fiscal year. We'll look at our programs that we're doing, new programs in the future, and in research. And then that's all done to help drive preference for U.S. soy and bring the value back to the farm.
Reinhardt says the investments focus on three priority areas and all work together to implement USB's vision.
The first one, just infrastructure and connectivity, health and nutrition, and then innovation and technology. Each one of these priority areas then is divided into two sub-programs, and that's basically supply and demand. We have to have a supply, and then once we get that supply, we want to make sure that we maintain a healthy demand for that. Our vision at the United Soybean Board is to deliver a sustainable soy solution to every life every day. And we can measure this through different successes like value through resilience, value through differentiation, and a value through reputation.
Each of the priority areas plays a key role in developing the potential investment opportunities. As Reinhardt mentions, investment opportunities within infrastructure and connectivities, supply and demand continue to build momentum.
And how we can continue the momentum for funding U.S. infrastructure projects and getting more organizations into helping partner with us. We look at the demand side. We're looking at addressing infrastructure and logistics constraints and then developing sustainable production practices.
And that's your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Your Midwest Pain Relief Center is here to say, Frank the Hank.
I love country music.
Don't let joint pain control your life any longer. Midwest Pain Relief Center at 620-478-2878 or online at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com.
ValleyVet.com. Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
If there's a pesky spot in the field that doesn't drain well, it might be a prairie pothole. Here's what to do about it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Of the upper Midwest is pockmarked with prairie potholes thanks to glaciers that scraped out the area centuries ago. The potholes fill with snowmelt and rain. Some will eventually drain, but some don't, which has detrimental effects on both early and late crops in a farm field. Research has shown that farmed prairie potholes lose money more often than they make a profit. Amy Kalita is an agriculture and biosystems engineering professor at Iowa State University who is studying prairie potholes. She says if you have problems with them, think about things you can do that will improve the infiltration and water-holding capacity of the soil.
Switching to more conservative tillage or to a no-till situation, that's going to improve the drainage of the whole field so that you don't have as much runoff coming into the pothole. Another thing that we might think about is adding subsurface drainage, but the potholes that we've been studying have illustrated that subsurface drainage helps, but it doesn't reduce all of the problems related to trying to grow a crop in a pothole.
Another option is to simply wave the white flag and retire the pothole.
In some places, we've seen if the conditions are right, enrolling them in the CRP program. And other people have just said, this area is a nuisance and it's interfering with the rest of my operation, so I'm just not going to plant there. And they're just doing it in grass on their own. That's particularly easy to do if the pothole happens to be sort of closer to the edge of the field, and it's really easy to just kind of cut that area out of production.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about farming prairie potholes at agriculture.com.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows it's been great weather out, and that means it's time for fairs. You don't want to sit at home missing out on the excitement when you can be enjoying a county fair. Be safe and have fun. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum, refined fuel and propane service by good neighbors for good neighbors. Helena Agra Enterprises invites everyone out to all of the area county fairs. Take a moment to look at and support all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge greatly values their patron support. Thank you.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through a Friday in for Jeff Aiken today as we see things still mostly lower in the grain market right now. After opening mostly lower, oil seeds, we're seeing soybeans slightly higher, but corn and wheat still struggling and moving a little bit further downward. September corn's down right now 11 cents at 526 and a quarter. December corn in the red by 11 cents at 535 and a quarter of a cent. In the wheat market, September KC wheat right now down 11 and three quarters at 863 even a bushel. December KC wheat down 12 cents at 868 and three quarters. Over in the oats market, mostly lower here as well. September oats down 2 3/4 at 441 even a bushel. Over in the soybean market, August beans are slightly higher right now, up 8 1/4 cents to 1503 and a quarter. September's up 3 3/4 cents to 1430 even a bushel. Mixed right now in the bean meal, with August in the green $1.50 at 442 even. September's unchanged at 425 and 60 cents. October's in the red, $2 at 411. In the oil market, August is in the green, $1.78 at 69 and 42 cents. A quick look in your cotton market. We're seeing it kind of mixed across the board right now. October cotton right now is down $1.04 at 84.89. December's in the green slightly by 29 cents at 84 and 60 cents. Look at your livestock market briefly. August live cattle is down 45 cents at 179.87. Feeder cattle for August is in the green 45 cents at 245 and 55 cents. And mixed in the lean hogs right now, with August up 20 cents at $100.82. October is down a half a buck at 84 and 22 cents. Look at your interest rates right now. 30-year bonds are up slightly at 126.18. 10 years up slightly as well at 112 and 90 cents. Metals market is lower, with August gold down 4.5 at 1966 and 40 cents, with silver right now for September down 11 pennies at 24.85. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer
Sales. Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Nutrient deficiency could be one reason that soybean producers' fields are showing negative symptoms. K-State Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz says that mobile and immobile nutrients present their deficiencies in different growth stages of the plant.
There are really some guidelines that we need to keep in mind for the type of visual symptoms that we're seeing and what could be the potential nutrient causing the problem. And if you keep in mind that typically the mobile nutrients within the plant is going to show deficiency symptoms in the lower leaves, then that narrow basically already the potential issues in terms of nutrients. And so the micronutrients are basically immobile in the plant, which basically means that oftentimes that yellowing is going to be in the younger, newer leaves, right? That's a first easy way to usually kind of identify and narrow down what are the potential issues that we're seeing in the field after we are considering that we are really dealing with a nutrient deficiency issue.
There are many things that can contribute to a plant not getting the proper amount of nutrients.
The first thing that we're thinking is that there's low nutrient content in the soil to begin with, right? And so how do we know that? How we confirm that is basically with soil tests. But there are also other issues that may be causing nutrient deficiency to show up in soybean and other crops. Also going back to the soil, it's not really the level of the nutrient, but it's really conditions of pH that maybe is we are dealing with an acidic soil. For example, where we have aluminum toxicity, this is a situation where the root development is really basically affected significantly in the plant. And so we have very short roots because of that low pH, which in turn, obviously, the plant is not able to take up the nutrients. Oftentimes, that also means that they are not taking up water because of that low pH problem.
The plant's ability to uptake nutrients could be from pH or soil characteristics.
Another thing that can be affected also in the case of soybean is just poor nodulation. Oftentimes that goes along with pH as well. If you don't have a good pH range, sometimes nodulation is affected. That obviously is going to cause some nitrogen deficiency. And oftentimes it's just physical characteristic of that soil, right? We have maybe some compaction problems, you know, fertility problems. There's no fertility issues in terms of nutrient supply, but again, because of that compaction, we don't have good root development and basically poor access to the nutrients. That's often the case for things like potassium.
That was Kansas State University Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discussing the multiple reasons that a soybean field could be showing signs of nutrient deficiency. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
KNDY.
A classic country library so big, we have to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.